Those cuffs aren't too tight, are they? No? That's good to hear. I don't want you to lose your circulation. I'm so glad you asked me to do a scene like this with you. It's been a fantasy of mine for a long time, too. It's going to be so much fun, isn't it? Are you ready to get started? Good. Just let me get into character first. Oh, look at you. You know you've done something wrong. But you don't know why you're here yet. Well, I'm going to tell you. You have lust in your heart. And because of that, you need to be punished. But first, you must confess. Do you wish to make a confession? No? Well, as you're cuffed with your arms above your head from the rafters, I'm sure you know what comes next then. Yes, a nod of acknowledgement. It doesn't have to be this way, though. But you are forcing my hand here. Fine. You're asking to be flogged, then. I'm going to start off just a few, and then ask you to confess after each one. Confess. 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 All you have to do is admit that you're a lustful individual and ask for mercy and forgiveness. Why won't you make this easier on yourself? Why be so stubborn? You're already starting to get tears in your eyes. And while you've only just begun, those welts in your back already look serious. I'm sure you don't want more, but you've been so bad, so naughty. So I know you need to be punished. And I'm happy to do that. Let's begin again. Confess. Confess. Confess for me. Confess, you sinner. Confess. Confess for me. Confess. What do you gain from this stubbornness? If you just give in, this could all be over. You could be cleansed and given absolution. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I think so too. I don't enjoy doing this to you. You are making this so much more difficult than it has to be. Such a shame. And look at those welts now. Oh, they're so tender to the touch. I mean, the way you winced when my fingers slid down your back. This can stop at any time. I don't think you want me to stop there. But if you do, just say the word and admit it. All right, then. I'm going to keep flogging you. This is your decision. Confess, my little sinner. Confess. Confess. You won't speak the words, but your body betrays you. Look at how turned on you're getting. The beast within you is compelled to speak your secrets even when you won't open your mouth to do so yourself. I respect how hard you're fighting this, but it is ill-advised. There are other tests we can put you through. Things that will make these floggings feel like mere tickles against your flesh. You don't want that, now do you? So just give in. Admit you're a creature consumed by your unnatural lusts and take your penance. And oh, that penance will be so much fun. Because maybe there is a way I can cleanse you of your sins. Are you familiar with the concept of sin eating? It's when someone takes on the sins of another party by consuming a meal and a drink from off of their body. Since it is your lust that has led you to this place, I'm going to dine on your sin more directly by drawing it out of you with my mouth and tongue so you can be free of it. Now don't squirm. I'm doing this for your own good. You want to be saved, don't you? I want you to be welcome in the kingdom of heaven. If you won't confess, and the pain will not compel you to do so, then this is the way we have to do this. But I'm willing to do this work for you, to save you from yourself. I will consume your sin until you are fully cleansed of it. Just look at how hard you are. Just how full of lust your cock is. Look at it dance in my hand when I touch it too. You want to resist, but you can't. You're a victim of your sins. I just want to help you be redeemed. Wouldn't you like that? Don't you want to be unburdened from these sensations and be pure of mind again? But to do this properly, my hand won't be enough. No, I need to suck the evil out from within you, and I can't let a drop escape. You look so ready to release yourself from the shackles of your wanton thoughts. Let go of them all and allow me to free you. Oh, I can taste the evil already leaking out onto my tongue. I just have to keep coaxing it out and leeching that poison from within you. I know it must hurt. You're moaning and screaming more now than you were during the flogging. I will take your burden. But you have to allow me to have it first. Don't fight it. Mm. 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 Oh, that evil is strong in you. Oh, it's making your cock convulse in my mouth. I think I'm going to need to contain it by taking it deeper still. I'm going to bind that demon with my throat. Every time I think I reach your limit, your sinfulness renews itself on my tongue and down my throat. I think we're definitely going to have to keep flogging you after this. Oh, don't moan like that. The pain will cleanse you too. Oh, we must be getting closer to your exercising. That demon with the way you're bucking your hips. Let it out. Release your lust into my mouth. Let me take on your corruption. Now let me swallow all of your sins, all of your depraved thoughts, and save you. I'm going to be a vessel for your salvation. I'll redeem you. Just let go. Are you okay? I didn't really hurt you, did I? Oh, let me get the gag out first. So you're okay. Good. Good. I wanted things to be fun without going too far, and I'm glad I didn't do anything too bad this time. But you have to know, this was so fucking hot. I mean, I'm so turned on right now, and I just don't know what to do. What do you mean it's my turn? Mean you want to? With the flogging and. Oh, fuck yes. Yes, I want you to do this to me too. Have no idea how much I want to play that part. Let me get you out of those cuffs. We'll lay in bed for a while so you can recover, and then it's my turn.